A commission into the goings-on around the Capitol building on January 6, 2021, sure to have a lot of fingers pointing, but are we likely to see any solutions? Ed Blakely is a former Washington insider, now living in Sydney, Australia. My name is Sean Britton from the radio station 2SER. Find us each and every week wherever you find good podcasts, and make sure to check out the new podcast with Ed, myself and Tina Quinn as well, Pacific Conversations. This week's episode, Bruce Wolpe, out now. January 6, the House has passed a bill only this morning to form a commission to investigate the goings-on surrounding the infamous invasion of the Capitol building by rabid MAGA fans. This bill faced strong Republican opposition, naturally enough, since they're the ones to blame for the situation occurring. In particular, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy copping a lot of flack for his sudden opposition. Ed, what's going on?
Well, what's going on is Kevin McCarthy is a cat on a hot tin roof. No matter where he puts his feet down, they get burned. He can't put his feet down fast enough to huddle up with Trump, but at the same time, he's one of the first to condemn Trump as being a party to this action and has lost all credibility. So he's searching for something, and maybe he can find a few camp followers in this silliness about, oh, we should look at all riots and dismay and so forth leading up to this. Well, there's only one thing leading up to that in January 6th, and that was the stuff that they did on that day. Certainly no Portland event, no event in Minnesota had anything to do with that. That event was on its own. And they are trying to disown it. The more they do that, the more they own it.
What do you actually expect to come out of this? I mean, you know, here in Australia, if we have the equivalent, a royal commission, we expect to come out of it kind of hearing some solutions. But, you know, are there solutions to be had here?
No, I think this is one of the problems with having this commission. When they had the 9/11 commission, there were two really issues. One, how these planes get through, and who was on them, and what were they up to. And the second one was how the United States should respond to this if it ever happens again. So on the second issue, they haven't dealt with this because there's a recommendation that we should move forward the presidential swearing in so the government would never be paralyzed in case such an event happened in a transition of government. On the first issue, George Bush jumped in the fray and said, oh, well, it happened in the Middle East, so it must have been Iraq that did it with no evidence. So at least something was done. And as to our commissions here in Australia, there's more talk about what they should have done than what they've done.
Yeah, Republicans fear it impacting on the midterms and think this one's going to be a political exercise. But I just love, if they complain about it being a political exercise, I think maybe the Democrats should shout Benghazi at them maybe until they back down.
They're not going to back down. They've already forgotten about Benghazi and Suicide Republic. And the public will have forgotten about this event by the time the midterms roll around. We seem to be planning for events that are way in advance rather than doing what needs to be done right now. And that's where Joe is. He doesn't want to talk about these things that are going to look into the future. He wants to deal with what's going to happen right now. And if he does that effectively, everything else will take care of itself.
Yes, I have noticed that as a bit of a threat. I've had to pull myself back a few times myself from mentioning midterm elections over the past few weeks. Look, speaking exactly of this kind of attitude, infrastructure. Republicans have failed to front up with any plans of their own during a meeting on Tuesday in answer to Biden's $2 trillion infrastructure plans. Given Mitch McConnell said in recent weeks his only purpose in the GOP was to 100% oppose Biden, look, I don't see common ground emerging on this one. And looks like a lot of progressives feel the same, kind of tiring of attempts by Biden to find bipartisanship. Do you think Joe is going to have to forge on alone with this one?
Well, he may have to, but he has to look like he's seeking bipartisanship. Because if he doesn't, then everyone will say, well, this is the Democrats did alone, so there's no reason to pay any attention to it. We have to be in control so we can do things on our own. No, he has to keep up this front, even though it's false.
I mean, it's worth remembering Biden is kind of in the position he's in because he was at one point the Republican whisperer. He was the one who could communicate with the other side of the aisle. But it really feels like since the Obama years, he's lost that thread on them all the same.
Yeah, but they're a different set of Republicans in. Remember that. There's been a Trump era. Remember that. And now politics is the mean-spirited little stuff like kicking Liz Cheney out of office. It's not big things like helping the American people.
We'll sort of circle back on some of those, I think, that have been occurring this week. But looking at Gaza, Israel has escalated fighting in the Gaza Strip. We could say the death toll has risen on both sides, and that would be accurate, but a little disingenuous, given the toll is well over 200 on the Palestinian side and 12 in Israel, and some 52,000 Palestinians have been displaced by destruction. Biden copping flak for rubber stamping a $735 million weapons sale to Israel, although in fairness, that was actually done before fighting broke out. Progressives now moving to block that sale. Ed, look, again, can the US be seen supporting Israel with what is going on?
It's very hard in a circumstance like this because there's dirt on hands of both sides. And whichever one you pick, you're going to incur the wrath of many people. So here, the notion of quiet diplomacy means talking tough behind closed doors, because anything that gets out brings about what I just said just a minute ago. The United States probably will slow down that sale almost to the point where it doesn't go through. I don't think action by the Congress will slow it down. It'll be slowed down by the administration. There will be other things that are done to Israel that we won't hear about or see for a little while. I think this is a case where Israel is digging its own grave. The more shelling it does, the more civilian it kills, the more the Palestinians gain sympathy. Not what Israel wants. They want the United States and Israel to be blamed for all this, but the blame is moving, shifting very quickly to Israel. Hamas is becoming a smaller and smaller player in all of this. So I think the victory here, no matter when it happens, will be won by Hamas. Hamas will gain strength in this by killing Palestinians.
On the home front, Roe versus Wade. Look, I don't think you can say the battle over abortion rights has ever quite gone away in the States, but the famous 1973 decision by the Supreme Court that women have the liberty to have an abortion without excessive government restriction, it's in the headlines again this week. The Supreme Court reviewing Mississippi's ban on almost all abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy is being called a watershed for abortion law. Ed, we have a conservative majority on the court. How do you see this one playing out?
I think the conservatives read the newspapers. They understand that the public sentiment is going one direction very rapidly, even in Mississippi. They understand that a decision that harms the fig leaf of Roe versus Wade, because so much can be done by the states to damage opportunities for people to gain abortions in almost all states. The place where you get an abortion is where it was before. That's in the northern states and the western states. And the southern states, it's almost gone anyway. So any more moves to make it worse probably doesn't win any fans. Any moves to improve it probably doesn't win any fans. This is the Mason-Dixon line of abortion rights.
And I should mention just this morning, you know, we were going to talk about this one regardless, but Texas have now signed an even more extreme bill into law, the six-week abortion ban down in Texas at the moment. So the states, as you say, really are drawing these lines at the moment, and I think that is kind of feeding into that larger discussion we're going to see in the Supreme Court.
Yes. The conservatives are looking for things they can do. They can't pass legislation. They can't thwart the existing legislative mandate. So they're going to do things that make it ugly. And while the Democrats are in, they'll say liberals are making it ugly. And we're keeping our base. But their base is probably falling apart just as fast as they're bringing up such ridiculous matters.
Yeah, again, I hate to say the specter of midterm elections, but Texas, we were looking whether it would turn blue in the last election. And this is kind of the kind of issue that I think is unwise because it's going to rile up those more progressive voters.
Particularly those in the suburbs. So I don't know why the Republicans don't look like it for a strategy to do something rather than a strategy to destroy things. They're like kids in young males in a playground. They play it, tear up the playground equipment, and then say, there's nothing to play with.
Arizona's vote recount continues to be a bit of a sideshow. More county members calling the count a sham. And Donald Trump wading in this week to claim that the voting database had been deleted. Now, this was nonsense, not a shred of truth behind it. But it serves its purpose, as did many of Donald Trump's lies, because it means journalists and officials have to go out of their way to disprove a complete fabrication, wasting their time, and the people who still support him, they just never care whether it's proven true or false or not. This is kind of circling back on those issues with the Jan 6 Commission. What is this supposed to prove in the end? Vote recounts we see now perhaps taking hold in other areas as well.
Well, you don't see this sort of thing fading until another movement starts. And Liz Cheney and several others have said they're going to start a new movement, a new Republican movement, sane talk, sane agenda, and getting things done rather than destroying things. If that starts, all the rest of this stuff will stop. But until it starts, the people who have nothing better to do will bring up this silly business, and the news that now has really nothing better to do will play it because we have nothing better to do.
Speaking of Trump, Attorney General Letitia James announced this week in New York that her long-running investigation into the Trump Organization is now pursuing not just civil charges, but a criminal investigation. Now, whether this will be laid directly at Trump's door, time will tell. But look, I can tell you, Ed, if they're looking to charge somebody, I don't know if I'd want to be Donald Jr., Eric, or even Ivanka right now.
No. Trump is scheduled to give a speech in North Carolina in the coming weeks. If I were him, I would not leave Florida because he could be served papers by the state of New York, criminal divisions, state and city, plus Georgia, Fulton County, plus the people who are trying to sue regarding the election machines. As soon as he leaves Florida, he's subject to being surrounded by people who serve him. Once served, he has to answer. If I were him, I'd use Zoom.
Trapped in Florida for an eternity. Maybe he is getting his just desserts after all.
Isn't hell supposed to be warm?
Look, there may be no better indicator of just how far the Republican Party has fallen than Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Georgia rep and conspiracy nut lunatic, becoming a face of the party. She made news this week attacking her intellectual better, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Any other workplace, you'd be fired for these stunts, just straight out the door. But Congress has a much, much lower sort of standard. And Greene is getting exactly what she wants. Again, exactly what she wants out of this one. Headlines, people like us talking about her. How do the Dems fight back on this when it seems like...
Don't fight back. Don't fight back. Let her hang herself.
Mm.
Just like Gates. Gates, the more he goes on television and Giuliani, the more guilty they look, sound, and act.
Mm-hmm.
Pull the plug. Give her no more airtime. That's the killer.
And it was Gates I wanted to talk about before I let you go. Matt Gaetz in serious, serious trouble this week, the Florida Republican rep. The investigation into him and alleged sex trafficking continues. An associate has had a slew of charges dropped in exchange for cooperation, which, as we know, means he's singing like a canary. Gaetz, assuming he's not the innocent, extorted soul he claims himself to be, it's not looking good for him. Any thoughts?
Well, if I were Mr. Gaetz, there are a couple of things I'd be worried about. One of them is my father cutting me off. The other is going to the wrong prison with the wrong people. So I try to surrender very early and get some light duty in some place outside of Florida and away from the kind of prisoners who take a very dim view of people committing crimes with minors.
Ed and I will be back next week to talk the latest in US news and politics. Subscribe wherever you find the podcast and check us out on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed. And don't forget the new podcast, Pacific Conversations, available where you find this podcast as well. Pacific Conversations, latest chat with Bruce Wolpe. You can check out the website as well, edtalks.com.au.